Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. As you folks know, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And we met this young man down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and the wonderful thing about our guest tonight is before the weigh-ins, or even, I guess, during the weigh-ins, NFL scouts are down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and they see all these guys come out, and, you know, but when you see a guy who's 6'6", 316, that gets their attention. That definitely puts you on the radar because, you know, they love all prospects when they're kind of already signed, sealed, and delivered in terms of size and height and all those intangibles. It's always a big bonus. But with that said, BYU standout offensive lineman, Chandon Herring. Chandon, welcome to the show. How is this evening treating you?
Hey, thanks, man. It's great to be here. It's been a fantastic day. Training's been going good. Class is going great. So life is good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. And right before we went on, you're at Landau Performance out there in Colorado. So what was the emphasis? I mean, add weight, shed weight? We know you want to get stronger and faster, but what was some of the terms of just, you know, fine-tuning, you know, how big you're going to be when you get this next shot at the NFL?
For me right now, it's just hovering around that 310 to 315 range, and then just improve my speed, strength, and explosiveness at that size. So if a team requires a little bit more, I can get it. If they want me to cut a little bit, that's also possible.
Awesome stuff. So for you, I mean, always the big kid growing up, were you always the bigger guy, more athletic kid?
I wouldn't necessarily say the more athletic kid growing up. It took a little bit for me to get used to having a bigger body. But once I did and having great coaches that helped me figure stuff out, I definitely saw some great benefits to it.
Awesome. So always a lineman, defense and offensive? Or did you kind of, you know, have a couple shots at other positions while you were growing up?
So I grew up in a really small town, and so I had the opportunity to play on every team, but I was always as a big boy. I was a nose guard, or I was a tackle, or offensive guard, and then with it being a small town, it was fun to be on, like, kickoff or kick return and those fun positions as well. But as far as regular play, I've always been with the big boys in the trenches.
Oh, hey, man, that's part of it. Hey, man, you made the most of it. I mean, you're doing what you do. Now, this is kind of off topic, but just since you said you've always kind of been in the trenches, have you ever scored a touchdown in a game?
Oh, sadly, no. I had the chance to run the ball once, and I got 8 yards, so I was happy with that, but I had my missed opportunity. I missed an opportunity there.
How awesome would it be that you're in the NFL and by chance you get that touchdown? So there's still hope. We still got a whole another career for you to get that done. I was just curious just because you said, you know, you're basically a trenches guy from day one, and obviously it's brought you this far. You're, you know, a couple months, you're training for the NFL draft. You're hot in terms of, you know, the buzz. I thought you did well down at the College Gridiron Showcase. But for you, you get the BYU. When do you kind of get the sense that, you know, what you're doing on Saturday could possibly allow you to make a living on a Sunday? Because you know as well as anybody, you know, you can go off and play college football and work out. You don't get the starts. You don't get the reps. And you just kind of fade into the oblivion and you just, you know, it's over. But for you, you've prospered. You're here now. When do you get the sense that you have that skill set to kind of carry over to the next level?
It became a reality to me when I was starting consistently and seeing that not only was I doing my job, but I was doing my job well. We would be playing Tennessee, or we would be playing any other big school, and I'd be holding my own and just completely dominating their D-line. And so seeing that not only did I have the opportunity to play in college, but that I was good at what I was doing really opened my eyes to how far I could go. And that's something I'm excited to see is how much I can give and how much I can be.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Chandon Herring, the standout from BYU, kind enough to join us here on the CTP to talk a little NFL draft. You're very versatile. I mean, I don't know if you've played any center, but I know you've been at right guard, left guard, right tackle, left tackle. I mean, you've got your, coverage, I mean, did the NFL scouts relate to you at all that they like the versatility and how you can be an interchangeable piece along an offensive line?
Yeah, for sure. I have not played center in a game, but I did in drills once or twice in practice, and then I've learned how to snap. And I know how to operate as a center, which is great. But in the NFL, in order to be successful there, you just have to – it's the more you know is the better you are. And so providing the opportunity to have those different experiences at different positions in college was great for me, and it allows me to have a broader skill set to make me more valuable to teams at the next level. So I know it's something that they like and it's something they need, and I'm grateful that I can provide that.
Fair enough. And did some teams view you as just this or that? Like, did they just view you as a, say, right tackle and this team viewed you as a left guard, or were they just kind of open to the idea that they just love you as an offensive lineman?
All the above. It depends on the team. Some of them see me more as a tackle. Others liked me more at guard. And then some are like, your first little bit, it would be useful to have you just as a backup dude because you can fill in anywhere. Which, like, yeah, that'd be great just to get in the door, but I would like to play and not necessarily be a backup. But we'll see what opportunities present themselves.
Well, Chandon, you're going to know this. You play the game of football, but you know as well as anybody, man, one, offensive linemen are hard to come by, and how many times you sit there and watch a game where they're like, hey, A, B, C, and D are all out of the game, and then they had to pull this guy, off the streets. And, Blake Hentz, he was the guy on our show a couple years ago, practice squad, he was actually called up by the Browns before the playoff game. I mean, I forget what Blake was doing prior to that, but, Baker Mayfield knew him for like a half hour before he was in the first team meeting. So, I mean, it just shows you, man,
that's crazy.
Can never have an offensive lineman. So, and again, but once again, that's
for sure.
Want to start.
I'm hoping to take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. For you, what's your favorite play? I mean, when the calls, when you break the huddle, what play do you love executing to the tee?
That's a tricky question to answer because there's a lot of really fun things that we do, especially at BYU. Our coaching staff always kept things interesting, and our presentation of plays was always very extensive, I guess. We did everything in a lot of different ways. And I think the best is when you're lining up for the play and you know what it is, but then you look out at the defense and they're going to give it to you. In practice, you see all sorts of different looks as you're practicing that play against the opposing team's defense. And every now and then you see something that they're doing that they think is going to work well, but you know is not. And so there's a handful of games where our first play or two scored because the defense was lined up in such a way that we could pick them apart. Like Houston game, Boise game, Coastal Carolina, like there's just many of our games because our coaches are incredible at their job and then our team was great at executing. So that's the best is when you lie, you're like, oh, yep, this one's going to hit.
Yeah, and you were fortunate. I mean, you guys put so many points on the board. I mean, it had to be, like you said, a fun offense. I mean, each game you're 48-51. I mean, you guys were just pounding people. Terrific year. And, you got to go out a winner as well. I mean, you got to love being that. Was it the Outback Bowl? Were you guys in the Outback Bowl?
We were in the Boca Raton Roof Claim Bowl.
Boca Raton Bowl, yeah, there you go. But nonetheless, I mean, bowl
that's
games,
great.
Yeah, great opportunity. When do you kind of flip the switch? I mean, you come across as a nice young man. When do you become this fiery offensive lineman that nobody wants to deal with when the whistle blows?
I keep it to within the whistles. Like, football is a game and you're having fun with your friends, but you have a lot more fun when you're able to not only do your job well, but impose your will on somebody against their own. And so when I line up, like I'll sit there and I'm having a good time. But then once the play is called and once we're going, it's time to roll and it's time to have like I said, impose your will on. And that's a satisfying feeling, you know, when you get a pancake block or whatever it is, you get to know that not only am I good at my job, but you're going to remember this for quite a while, and this is going to be a long day for you.
Fair enough. And that's, you know, and me personally, when I'm scouting a game, I'm a sucker for offensive linemen. I put the binoculars on, and I there's just so much fun to watch in the trenches. I remember somebody in the press box once tapped me, and they're like, what were you watching? They're like, you know, the play went for like 35 yards, or I remember, and I would go, I was just watching this offensive lineman just kind of, you know, carry this guy off to the left and just, you know, watch him put him into the ground, and then he uses his head as like a, you know, a helping, you know, thing to get off the field. I go, that's what I love watching. I go, I already know the ball's going downfield, but, you know, this guy off to the left just punishing the other dude. I love this. My favorite part of, you know, watching a game live where I can put the binoculars on it, because you really get to see the intricacies and what you big guys do and just kind of manhandle the defense. How about this one, Chandon? No football. I mean, what do you do? I mean, what's the other side of you that we don't know about? I mean, what do you just love doing with family or friends?
Well, right now I spend, and for the last few years, I've spent the majority of my time doing football, which is great. I love it. Lifting, prepping my body. It's great. I'm around good dudes doing good things. But I love going and spending time with my family as well. Of course, eating is a huge part of being a lineman, but also spending time with my family. It comes with a lot of eating. But things that I like to do, like, I don't know, if there is set time between workouts that you can't do something for football. So I like reading. I like woodworking, shooting, stuff like that. So.
You know, we talk so many X's and O's, and we just watch tape and watch highlights and talk, you know, can you pick up this, the zone read, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's just nice to kind of see what you guys like to do when you're not in the moment. And the one thing I do think, and you mentioned it, is, you know, where you're at now, this is so serious that you really don't have a lot of time away from it. A lot of guys share the same sentiments that you do where, you know, if you do have a moment, you almost just want to lay down on the couch and just kind of take it all in and get some rest before you got to go up and grind
that is for sure.
Again the next day. So, hey man, you were fabulous. I'm so appreciative. Thank you. We're so appreciative of you coming on. But we're almost out of time, but we do always like to end the show. We call it three and out. A couple lighthearted off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Sure thing.
All right. Now you were talking, we always ask our offensive linemen this particular question. You guys are usually the biggest guys on the team. You mentioned eating. Who's the biggest eater of that BYU Cougars team on the offensive line, and what was the biggest meal you've ever seen him put down?
Oh, that one's a tricky one. For Christmas, we would get the whole O-line together and go to a restaurant called Tucano's. It's a Brazilian-style grill, and yeah. I couldn't tell you who ate the most. Like, everybody's sitting there going for a good hour just eating every cut of meat and a ton of, you know, all the sides that come with it as well. Everybody's rolling out of there. So, that's hard. I couldn't pick one because all of them pack it away. You would be surprised.
No, that's one of my personal favorite questions. I love this asking. How about this one? Sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. We're talking nicknames. Could be you or a teammate. Did anybody inside that locker room have bizarre nicknames?
Bizarre nicknames. I had a couple different nicknames. People have always told me they look like either Mr. Incredible, Drago, or Colossus.
Drago.
One of our strength coaches we called Atlas, for Greek mythology. There was all... Everybody has a nickname at some point. Like Brady Christensen, for some reason, we all called him Brad. Tristan Hodge is Tree. And it's just every single guy has their own unique nickname for different situations. Austin Hoyt had probably four or five nicknames. But it just goes back. Each guy has their own little depth, and they have a little story behind each.
Final one. The draft will be closing on us shortly. I'm sure that's going to be a time where you're with family and friends as you wait to hear where your next football journey takes you. But with that said, Chandon, who's the best cook of your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Well, the best cook is hands down my mother, and that's not me just being incredibly biased. She is so gifted and so good at cooking. And I would love it if we had just anything Mexican food. She makes this great green chili, maybe some enchiladas, anything along those lines would that'd make my day.
Oh, that sounds good. The way you kind of talked about it, you could just tell that she knows what she's doing. The enchiladas sound and the green chili. What the green chili is, I'm just used to chili. What's the difference between like a green chili and when I think of chili, I just think of beef and beans and, you know, what's the difference?
So the green chili, there's a lot of it's like the green peppers and then some pork, okay. Or you can use these different meats of your choice, and it is the great, most incredible tasting thing you've ever had in your life. Just cover it,
sounds
like diced tomatoes in it, put some cheese and sour cream, eat it with some chips or put it in a burrito. It's just absolutely fantastic.
If I had jet setter money, I would fly the private jet out to your hometown that day. I would grab a bowl of that and be off to another draft house, because that sounds absolutely delicious. Hey, man, fabulous career. You're really doing yourself some good. Oh, one more. You're at Landau Performance. If you could flip things,
yes,
and train one of the trainers and put them through some hell for a day, which trainer are you going to pick and what are you going to put them through?
Ooh, if I could pick the trainer? Ooh, I would pick Will. He's the – when we're doing our weight training, he's the coach that's on my rack. And he's a great coach, and his attention for detail is awesome. And if I was able to put him through a workout, I'd have him do some prowler suicides, just because it's always fun to watch people do those. There's a label printed on the prowler about the prowler flu, and nobody's going to escape the prowler flu. So that would be rewarding to watch.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, continue to be blessed. And again, we just appreciate you sharing some of your time with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Chandon here. He was also on Bruce Feldman's Football Freaks. And again, this kid is a fabulous prospect, and he comes across as a fabulous young man as well. And I'm sure the NFL scouts and teams, that personnel that got to interact with him down at the College Gridiron Showcase, kind of really reveled and appreciated what this young man brings to the table in terms of what he could bring off the field in terms of, you know, intelligence and desire and just being a good man. 6'6", 310, 315. A lot of skills, a lot of versatility. He is definitely one to watch, folks. Like I said, a lot of arrows pointing in the right direction as we start to really, really get into this draft process. So, as always, we appreciate everybody stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.